Volume, color, and composition. Or, a photo is a treasure chest of color. Volume, or darkness control, is indeed a thing. Especially once you start creating multi-character scenes. You will have to make sure that all shadows match up, that things are not too light here and too washed out there. Color is a similarly sized problem, so both are formidable problems. Some artists build their scenes out of three value systems, dark, medium, and light, and no more, no less. And they stick with it like crazy. A warrior that is close to you will have dark value. The hero in the middle will have medium value. And dragon in the background is light, period, done, no more, over. Some will not insert anything between the three. No beast, no tree, no hero. It's a dead zone. It's only light, medium, and dark. I would call it a dead zone of artistic wisdom and excellence. So it's like a really good thing. Quite brilliant. Quite. Others may paint out some rough sketch that is value stable, meaning all shadows add up and look really good. And then almost smudge out characters and features out of that scene upwards, so that they share in the scene's value and color and darkness or lightness. It is as if they are rising from the ground, and it is also quite an amazing thing. Whether you use those values in conjunction with a color mode layer, where all your colors are stripped of their own value and inherit the values from beneath, or repeat the process now for color with very, very strict color selection that is closely bound to value, you will end up with a simple, clear, and stable value system throughout your entire masterpiece. Nothing will look like it is in the wrong shadow or mid-tone or darkness. But there is something else, a thing practiced by concept artists who are pushed to work at maximum speeds, which is a horrible idea. But this invention of theirs is quite beautiful. They will start with a blurry photo as a seed, a landscape of value and sometimes color, already configured by nature. That's right. Nature herself will be putting those midtones in the right place and preparing a great deal of the color magic too. They will still head towards establishing a strict system of light, medium, and dark, or smudge out or pick out colors from a particular distance within the painting and work with that. But there is going to be something really organic here. A harmony of color arranged by nature that comes from reality, from the universe itself. On top of that, starting with some blurry scrap of a photo that really clicks with you also helps you visualize composition. You get a sturdy head start and an overall picture. This may not be the technique that you will end up using, but it is a wonderful seed for your earliest works. Just grab a corner of a photo that goes well with your idea, that has a pronounced light, medium, and dark value area. Adjust the color temperature and build on top of it whilst protecting the value integrity that you are starting with. Here, your mid-shadows and light and dark shade will be on point and sturdy as heck, bringing colors that are in harmony with those values, and you will build out a very strong color theme, value arrangement, and a perfectly sturdy work of art. Here, composition is not a big question at all. By starting with a blurry photo, you can map everything out from the start. Get yourself a small and inexpensive digital camera and begin collecting colors, values, and compositions.